Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com. Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ Mike Q.
Runway.
runway. Sir, walk the runway. Sir, walk the runway. Sir, walk the runway. Walk the runway. Sir, walk the runway. Sir, walk the runway. Sir, walk the runway. Yeah.
what's going on? Of course, y'all know this is Nicole, and today is the first premiere season of the new show. I'm here today only just so Kelly can get through the door. She's on her way right now. I don't know much about what happened this weekend, but I'm sure you guys can enlighten me. Hey to everyone in the chat room. Hi, Switch Trade. Mother 007. I've been watching y'all. What's going on? Like I said earlier, I'm just sitting here because I didn't want you guys waiting, and Kelly's on her way. She should be in here in about 5 minutes. And then y'all going to get what y'all want about what happened in Illinois and what happened here in New York City and about everywhere else that was going on or was supposed to be pumping and stuff. Of course, my show is on Wednesdays. It'll be Ladies' Night. The first three ladies on my panel will be Kiana Lewis, Dawn LaCroix, and Kiana Icon. You can have ask any questions, and you can come on there on Wednesday, and we will be having a ball. So maybe y'all can help me along this because, you know, I'm not as loud and, you know, wow, as Miss Kelly can get. And I don't know anything that went on. Is Rodney around? Let me talk to Switch Trade. Yeah, we got to get him. Let's see if we're going to get Rodney up on his phone. Switch Trade, is Rodney around? Could someone get me him? I guess not. I guess not. Well, I only can tell you what I know about what happened at, I don't know. Wrong person, Switch Trade. I'm so sorry. If anybody in the chat rooms, if anybody know, or any listeners out there on the phone line, and y'all know Rodney's number, could y'all get him? Yes, hi. Hi, Mother E. Could y'all please get his number so he can come up on this line? And everybody in the room, nobody has anything to say. I know, I'm not your host. Get it? Don't get it twisted. But I will be on Wednesday. What's up? But I will be on Wednesday. Like I asked, anybody can help me get Rodney or somebody. Hey, you, I Emma, could you press 1 being that you're laughing at me? Oh, do I switch straight? I got something for you. No, ha, ha, ha. You. I didn't go to Ross Ball. I didn't go to the Liberty Balls. I'm sorry for my absence, but my daughter went back to school. It becomes protocol, so I have to get her ready for school. I got to cook. I got to clean. I got to become a mother, so I have to do what I have to do. So I was not there, so I cannot tell you what happened there, only what I heard and what I've seen on Facebook. And, Mercedes, you did a marvelous job in serving those girls. Shout out to Charisma. You turned out Ross Ball. I love your performance. I did see that. What else did I see up there? I seen Deja was in the building. I seen Mercedes in the building. The Angel Femme Queen Realness. The Femme Queen Realness team was amazing. All this stuff Miss Kelly can elaborate on once she get on the line, whenever she get here. Matter of fact, let me tell her and let her know right now. I don't see this. I mean, I don't see you that's hitting me up on the IM. Oops. Hello?
Well, how far are you? I'm on the line.
These girls want you. Should we call your cell phone? Okay, thank you. Let me get Switch Trade your number because, all right. Okay, we're going to get her up on. She's going to be VF car, VF satellite in her car, and we're going to get her up here. Switch Trade, let me send you this number. She'll be here, Mother 0007. It's not like that. You ain't got to give all that. I just didn't want to have you waiting. I can be quiet and go about my business, Bob. Okay, we're about to get Kelly right up on this line. Yes, where is Barbara? Where's the people in the chat room? Switch Trade, did you get that number? Could you do something about this? They want to hear mess and what happened. Oh, you are being so fierce. Just hold on, America. We're getting Kelly on this line, the overall.
going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another season of the motherfucking show, and I'm in a motherfucking yellow cab on the SDR Drive on my way home. Had to have a house meeting, you know. I tell you, girls, I'm a busy lady, honey. I got ballroom life. I got motherfucking my marriage life. I got house meeting. I got so much going on, but I am so sorry. I'm on 96th Street on the FDR Drive. I'm about to go across the bridge and get to the motherfucking Bronx, bitch. And we're going to get this motherfucking show on and popping for the third season, bitch. My legendary sister, Nicole Icon, is on the motherfucking lot. She is doing the damn thing. We got to give a big shout out to everybody in the chat room, please.
Yeah,
give a big shout out to Tiz and motherfucking Chop, to Tiz and motherfucking Chop Mistake, and my legendary sister, the old mother, Jasmine Couture, Ms. Rahi Mistake, for definitely sponsoring us for another motherfucking year, because without our sponsoring, bitch, you won't be able to call me right now, Mistake. We wouldn't be able to have our special effects and all the shit that we have, bitch. But you know, when I get in the house, bitch, I'm going to read dog goals. I was not in New York this city and New York this weekend for the ball, but you know mother got all the motherfucking tea and the gossip and the things that the girls did. I'm going to tell y'all about the madness in motherfucking St. Louis that happened when I was commentating in St. Louis, bitch. I'm going to tell y'all what happened at the Rubber Bowl this weekend, bitch. I'm going to give y'all everything y'all want, bitch. It is season 3, girls! What the fuck?
And tell your husbands, and tell your mothers, and tell your fathers, and tell everybody to join us tonight on the recap show.
Call your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that the legendary show is back on the air Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday nights here, bitch. Girls, y'all been running hard. Bitch, we are back 3 times a week, bitch, and we're going to give y'all fever, we're going to give y'all drama, we're going to give y'all tea, we're going to give you ladies' nights, we're going to give you a classic show with the legendary icon herself, Miss Cabbage Ebony, on Tuesday nights doing her show, Miss Day. Nicole's going to be on Wednesday nights doing motherfucking ladies' nights. Girl, I have been sitting back with Nicole and Jasmine and Cabbage, and we have been playing this all summer, bitch. It's going to be crazy. Honey, Nicole got 4 of the hottest motherfucking new women in the ballroom scene, Miss Day, and going to be on Wednesday night, girls. Bitch, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be chaotic. Oh, my God. The new special effects and the new music and things that we have going on the show, girl, y'all are going to love it, honey. We have Miss Ebony is back with us, Miss Day. She was off of vacation. We have Switch Trade is here with us. We have 2 different Switch Trades. So when I say Switch Trade, you never know which one it is. Some of the girls might know one of them, but some of the girls might not know the other one. And then you know, yes, to the right, all the way to the right. And then you know you got my legendary sister, Miss Jasmine. She comes in from time to time, and she works the board. And then some nights, I'll be working the board. So, bitch, it's going to get crazy. It's going to get hectic. And, bitch, let's get ready to motherfucking rumble. How the fuck you girls do it in the motherfucking chat room, bitch? Yes.
Well, there's only one person talking in this chat room, and I'm not understanding why Tim Queen 15 is speaking. Where's the whole chat room?
That's my Benji. That's my Benji. Come, girlfriend. How you doing, 15? How you doing? That's my girlfriend. Yes, me and her. Me and her spoke. That's my Benji Kong girlfriend. I know exactly who she is. That's my girlfriend. Y'all know y'all be hot, bitch. I'm in here, bitch. I got on skinny jeans, bitch, and this tank top this thing, and this hair and shit, bitch. And I'm in this cab, and I'm going off. I know this cab driver is looking at me like, this fat crazy, bitch. And y'all got me in here sweating and all types of shit. And
thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Did they flash me? Did I get flashed? Hello? Am I still there? Oh, I'm still there. Oh, yes. But I cannot wait to get in the house with them.
It was the skinny jeans, Kelly. It was just a lot
that happened this weekend, girls. But I don't want to start giving y'all all the full detail, Miss Thing, until I get in the house, Miss Thing. I'm getting off the highway right now, so I'm approaching. I'm about 19 blocks away from my house, so I should be there very soon. It's for we got to get
looking for Rodney. Where's Rodney? Why is no
Rodney,
one
Rodney's probably coming. He's probably hitting me up online. Rodney's coming because, you know, Rodney don't get up for work until 10:30, 11 o'clock, Rodney don't get up for work. So Rodney usually comes after that. But baby, I'm going to give you all the tea and the matters. And all the time is going to get soon. I don't even want to start, Miss Day. I don't even want to start. But I'm not going to tell y'all what state, Miss Day. I'm not going to tell y'all what state, Miss Day. But I'm going to start like this, Miss Day. How does somebody walk your grandma's mistake and you tell them before they walk, I ain't got the money. Say to the right, I ain't got the money, but you can get the trophy. And your flyers been out for months, mistake. I'ma give y'all that mistake. I'ma leave y'all make a left. I'ma leave y'all with that left.
To go to a commercial break, and we will return with the overall Mother East Coast, Kelly Mizrahi.
Yes, let's take a break.
Which more, Trey?
Good evening. I am Wildred, your butler. And I'm here to inform you that the House ABBC presents to you Clear On. On October 9th, the House ABBC takes over New York City. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the ball begins at 8 p.m. sharp. Please be on time because we will begin the ball without your presence. The date of the ball is Saturday, October 9th. Here are some cash prizes. Male figure best dress, $500. Female figure best dress, $500. Legendary femme queen performance, $500. Legendary butch queen Vogue femme, $250. Butch queen runway, $1,000. Femme queen face, $1,000. Schoolboy realness, $250. Legend team battle, $1,000. And house with the most points, $1,000. Plus, there are many more intriguing categories and cash prizes. Reminder, you must have an ID stating that you're 18 years of age to enter the building. There's absolutely no glitter or spray paint allowed on premises. Tables are $250. The address to the ball, 504 West 41st Street between 10th and 11th Avenue, New York, New York. Please see flyers that are circulating in DVD format for more details. Or check walkmewednesdays.com. And please remember, I do not to keep this place tidy.
Yes. Wow.
We're back. We're here. We're in this room and talking about my wooden floors. How do you know? Hey, Keisha, how are you?
Yes, well, we back from our commercial break, Miss Saint. That was the House of the Motherfucking Ibisu commercial, Miss Saint. Oh, my God. I love it, Miss Saint. Well, the Ibisu got a commercial, Miss Saint. They bought a commercial, Miss Saint. I can talk about their function, Miss Saint. You know, I told you, girl, but I'm not talking about nobody's functions, Miss Saint. I will read them after, but I ain't talking about nobody's functions unless y'all purchase a commercial. You got to go back in right here where the garbage going in. Oh, but, bitch, the House of Ibisu is on, bitch. It's the game of Clue, bitch. And I will definitely be in there, bitch, because I want to know who's the motherfucking murderer, Miss Thing. If you have not seen the video, fire for the House of Ibisu, please go out and get it. The video, oh, my God. I watched about 8 times, Miss Thing. It's fabulous. Make a light if it's right.
I didn't get
it. It's fabulous.
They got DVDs?
Yes, they have DVDs, Nicole. It's fabulous, Nicole. They have the DVDs.
Jennifer, we don't live that far from each other. What's the problem?
They have the DVDs. They gave us a father. Make a laugh. They gave us a father. They gave us a father at the latex ball. Father has it. But it's on the call. When I tell you the DVD is on, Nicole, it's really cute. Yes, bitch. I'm in the building. I will definitely be there, bitch. The doors open up at 7. The doors open up at 6. The ball starts at 7 o'clock sharp. And I know from the previous Ibisu ball mistake, they have 2 commentators in their house of their own mistake. So when they say 7 o'clock, they mean 7. They don't wait for the girls' mistake. They start with Deshaun and Greg. Because that's what happened the last time, Bobby.
Well, Femme Queen, Trey, she will be talking about that, but that's when she get inside. So don't worry. Y'all going to get there. Y'all asking.
Oh, yeah. I'm around the corner. I'm around the corner. I'm going to give y'all a tea. I'm going to give y'all a tea all of that, honey. I'm around the corner. I am so sorry. Rescue Baby, the meeting went over late, Miss Fang. It was a lot going on and stuff at the meeting, honey. It ran over late, so I'm so sorry that it ran over late, Miss Fang. I jagged, honey. You know when you have house meetings, you designated certain meetings for open house.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't...
That's who beat up her. Oh, my God. The real icon. Cut it out. We waiting for Kelly.
Yes, please cut it out. Don't spill the tea, Miss Fang, honey. I'm coming. Make a right. Yes, I'm coming up the hill.
Getting larger. I want to see them numbers go up. Get your girlfriend. Call Chicago. That's where the fight happened. Call New York.
No, it's St. Louis. Left.
St. Louis. Excuse me, America.
St. Louis, honey. No, I'm gonna give y'all a tea. I'm gonna give y'all a tea on all of that. I'm gonna give y'all a tea about East. I'm gonna give y'all a tea about the left. I'm gonna give y'all a tea about the child, Miss Fang. That I was about to knock and everything. I'm gonna give y'all all of that, Miss Fang. They brought me a little bit out of character, honey. A little something, 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 honey.
50 inches? Are you serious?
Wow. What?
No, we can't. Listen, if y'all want it down, y'all gotta get up in this chat room and get up online. So call your.
Yes, y'all gotta get up online.
Because I want to tell y'all about Joel. Get up on this phone because it's coming through.
Girl.
That's what somebody said. Don't forget Miss Joel.
Miss Saint Latia.
I don't.
Yes,
know
I'm here.
Which trade? I'm sorry. You would need Kelly for that. She's more, you know.
What happened?
Know. He asked two number with somebody's.
Raleigh number is 202-505 is Rodney number.
Okay. Well, that's not it.
That's Rodney number. Honey. Well, I'm coming right now.
Oh, no. Look like.
Right here.
Well, you know what? We got to give her some props for going after somebody so big.
Oh, huh. Here you go. Thank you. Okay. Switch trade. Give me about. Okay. Switch trade. Okay.
Well, she's making it up the stairs, but I'm going to be telling y'all about my show Wednesday night. Oh, my God.
Yes, Nicole.
Lovely.
Tell me about your show Thursday night. I'm going to be transferring phones. Okay, bye.
Go up. We're going to have a lovely night. Calm, collective. We're going to be, you know, not fierce, not shady, just a little fierce. Not too many yelling and screaming. You're going to be able to ask anybody that's on the panel any questions that you like, and we're going to learn a lot about their history, and we're going to take a lot of calls and see where everybody is at, and if they want to say something to the lovely three girls that will be on the line that night. So I suggest everyone get ready for that, because I'm going to bring in a lot of people that you guys would love to hear from or love to speak to or love to question. That will be definitely going on. The chat room, y'all getting big for me. That's what I want to see. Tell them they're about to spill the tea. So you got to call your girlfriend and, hey, hi, I love you. Mother 007, it's not funny no more. What's going on? Hi, Wanda Laura, how are you? 15 inches. You got to cut it out. We supposed to be waiting. I want to hear, too. Ooh. Oh, wait. You want to see? All right, that's who y'all want to see. Y'all can tell me who would y'all like to see to get on this phone, and I can tell you. I don't know if I can get that person, but I'll try. Baby, fuck you, chemo. Oh! Switch tray. Cut it out. Hey, Pioneer, what's going on? Hi, Tim, what's the tea? How are you? We all just sitting back waiting for Kelly, and I was just telling everybody about my show. But y'all can tell me who would y'all like to ask questions to or who would y'all like to see come on Wednesday's Ladies Night. It's called Ladies Night The View. So we're going to have a panel. We're going to start off with the ladies, okay, Modavia. All right, who else?
Wait, I see.
Okay. 46, yep. The icon. Which icon? It's a lot of them. Oh, okay. Sanaya, the real icon.
Oh, God.
You know what, Mr. Marshall, you can kick rocks. Yes, I got to do something. You should get Mika. That's possible. Old Tracy Africa. Tanae definitely was in the writings. I know everybody would love to speak to Tanae, me, myself also. I love her. I'm a fan. Real icon. Who is the real icon? Oh, Andre. Okay. Well, Andre's not the only icon, but when you say your, but okay. Okay, we got one more second, and Kelly will be up in the building, and she can tell y'all all about the tea and the fighting and, the, you know, what's going on all over the state. Here she go.
Put your hands together.
Hello.
On the face. The real.
To the real.
Wait, we're over. Wait, the legendary.
The legendary. Kelly is right.
They're naming the names that you would like to see. I'm living for your names, but now we're going to give it to Kelly. I've seen your names, and now she's here. Go ahead, girl.
Yes, I am here. I am here. I am here. I am in the building, honey. Hold on the call, because you know I got to get up out these skinnies and shit, bitch.
Oh, they were giving me the names of what they really want to see. I'm not gagging at these names. I'm gagging at y'all know your history like that. It makes me wonder who these girls I'm talking to up in this room.
Yes, give Nicole some names. Let me get about these skinnies, honey. Because, you know,
she's
I can't
talking
be...
about these skinny jeans again, y'all.
Yes. Hold on. Hold on, Nicole. Get some more names, honey. Let me get about these skinnies.
I have a lot of names, and, you know, half of them names are definitely possible. But we're going to have a real fun night that night, and we're going to have – it's going to be real positive. It's going to be shady. It's going to be catty, but we just ain't going to be fierce because I don't want to be fierce to nobody. I'm not trying to be fierce to nobody, so we ain't going to be fierce to anybody as a whole. We're going to have fun, and we're going to do it right. And then we're going to have the Legendary Men night on the phone, and we can get some men. Tell me some men y'all would like to hear. And don't tell me because y'all want to have them. Tell me because y'all want to know something about them.
Did my computer just freeze?
Oh, I think that might be Rodney. I'm not too for sure. I don't know. Girl, you know, I have to get them out those clothes and shit, bitch.
Well, I can't hear it. My thing is not moving, chat room. That's right. We're going up. I want to, this is the season premiere. Y'all want mess? I'm on this phone early. 50 is not enough. I need to see 80. Get your girlfriends. Call your ex-lover, because I might mention their name.
Oh, yes, honey. Mention their name. Well, honey, where's Rodney at? Let me see if that's Rodney. Rodney, are you on the line, Rodney? Let me see if Rodney on, is Rodney on Yahoo? Hold on. Let me see if he's on Yahoo.
And definitely goes a shout out to my favorite person, Quincy Icon. I love you, bitch. You're the mess.
Okay, I'm trying to find out where Rodney at right now. I just hit him up on Yahoo, girls. Rodney, while we wait for Rodney.
I'm stuck. My computer's stuck.
Oh, your computer's stuck, honey.
I'm
but while
sorry,
we wait for Rodney, let me go.
They're saying names. I don't know. I'm stuck. I'm sorry.
They still saying names in my daughter's. Oh, yeah, that's Rodney. Bring Rodney on, Switch Trade. That's Rodney. Bring him on. Yeah, that's Rodney. Bring them on.
Stuck. I want to see the names. I'm stuck, y'all. Oh,
Switch
straight.
A mess, this computer.
Switch straight. That, yeah, that's Rodney's number that you sent me. Bring him on, please. Honey, bring Rodney on. Okay. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties and things, honey.
Hi, Nicki Minaj. Welcome to the room. It's okay. We're still at 50. Nicki, Blackie, what's up? Y'all need to get this room higher.
Excuse me?
Oh?
Charles?
Yes?
There is no guest list in the virus.
Let that rock. They need to give you a little Kim part. Mm.
Hey,
what's going
Rodney?
On? What's
Hi,
up, y'all?
Rodney, how are you?
Yes. I'm good.
We are back here on season 3. We have myself, the legendary Father Rodney Milan, the legendary Nicole Icon on season 3, and we about to give y'all the madness and all the shit, honey. I don't know where to start. This is where I'm going to start at, okay? Because my kids was telling me, you know, they tell me everything. But I don't know where it was at, honey. But the girls was reading me from St. Louis. I'm going to start with St. Louis before I get to New York. I'm going to start with St. Louis first. What? Wait, no. I'm going to start with St. Louis first because it's very quick. It's very fast to start with St. Louis then to get to New York because New York is a lot.
So I want to go to New York last because New York is a lot, and I have a lot to say about that.
New York is a lot, and I know I got a lot to say. I know Nicole got a lot to say. I know Rodney got a lot to say. So we're going to start with St. Louis since I was the only one there. We're going to start with St. Louis. For the girls that was out there and reading me about my per cat commentating and where the fuck did that come from, that's a legendary motherfucking chant.
Ooh,
motherfucking, for you bricks that don't know about Pearl Cat, okay? And for y'all to say that Cantrell and Alana could have left me and motherfucking New York City, bitch, do your motherfucking homework, bitch, okay? I was in St. motherfucking Louis from 9 o'clock Saturday motherfucking morning until motherfucking 5:30 Sunday morning. I was in the hotel all motherfucking day long sitting there. I went to the casino, bitch. They ordered a motherfucking commentator. The ball started at 4:30. The commentator flight had to leave at 5 motherfucking 30. I did what the fuck I had to do, and guess what, bitches? I did it for motherfucking free because that was my motherfucking child, bitch, okay? They didn't pay for a commentator, bitch, but I came and I did my motherfucking job and I got the fuck up out of there, bitch. If you're going to have a motherfucking ball, it's no shade to anybody. If you're going to have a ball, bitch, start your ball on time, bitch, and have it done correctly. And all the shit that I heard that happened after I left Miss Thing, they said it was a mess. It was a nasty motherfucking fight between the motherfucking Escadas and the Ebonies. They beat this motherfucking child down with a motherfucking chair, Miss Thing. That took up another 15 minutes of me motherfucking commentating for you nasty motherfucking bricks that want to motherfucking read, bitch, okay? For you bitches, honey. Y'all got me motherfucking boiling and bubbling. But, bitch, I want to know what happened. I need the girls from Chicago and the girls to call in because I heard after I left Miss Thing, they said it was cute, the judges were respectable, and everything while I was there. They said, Kelly, once you left, Miss Thing, the judges went plumb crazy, Miss Thing. Tayana and Mila got into it, this person and that person got into it. So I need all you bitches to call in here, bitch, and let me know what the fuck happened after I left, because I left at 5:40, bitch, and my flight was at 6:40, bitch, and it wasn't that much left, bitch. It was only Grand Prize left, Miss Thing, and I did a majority of Grand Prize before I left, Miss Thing. So what the fuck happened in the time that Mother Janice Mizrahi took me to the airport and came the fuck back to the ball? They said it went plumb crazy again. So you bitches need to call in here. Let me know. Hold on, we got a caller. 815-793. You're live on the air on the recap show. How the fuck you doing on season 3?
Say it again.
815-793. You're live. 815-793, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Machine, I think that's very fucking rude.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
We ain't got time.
Goodbye.
We ain't got time to be playing these scandals and teas, Miss Thing. We ain't got time to be playing these scandals and teas, Miss Thing. So I want those girls to call in. Please definitely call in. Tune in whenever y'all want to call in and tune in. But, baby, okay, now what else happened that weekend, honey? Okay, well, let's get to motherfucking New York City, because I'm going to make it hot, bitch, okay? And this is where I'm going to start at, right? We got a caller. Wait, hold on. Switch Trade is typing to me. Hold on. I'm going to see what they typing. Are they typing to me? Oh, hold on. We got a caller. 718-483. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
I have nothing to report. I'm just on here listening until tomorrow.
Yes, that's the legendary. That's the legendary icon herself, Cabbage Ebony. Will be on the air tomorrow doing her show, bitches. Give it up for Miss Cabbage.
What's up,
bitch? Yes,
Cabbage?
Bitch. Yes, honey.
But
Cabbage, was you at the ball this weekend on Saturday?
Huh?
What, did you go to Ross Ball on Saturday? Ross and Charles Ball?
Huh?
Did you go? Oh, no, you didn't go. Okay, I got it. But let me, well, you stay right there with us, Cabbage, honey. You don't go no place, honey. Well, let me tell you, I thank God
I really do thank God for having Alana and Contrell ask me to come to Kentucky to commentate their ball. I really do. St. Louis to commentate their ball.
And why is that?
Because I thank God for having them have me come to that ball, because it's no shade. It's no shade. I would have had to beat Ross and Charles if I did. I mute him. Cabbage, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cabbage is still there. Okay, it's no shade to Ross and Charles. I would have had to beat them if I would have got myself ultra glam, big girl face, totally done. Okay, because when I come out for a category, I expect to get my cash. I work hard, okay? It was no way. The preview that I gave y'all early in the cast, I don't know what Milan Challenge was working for the $1,000, the foot and eyewear category. They told him that you can walk for the trophy, but we ain't got the $1,000. Then I heard that somebody else wants something, he was a garçon. Then I heard, so I'm going to come to that number real quick. I know you press one, hold on. Then I heard that somebody walked another category, and the category was $100. They gave them $30. Somebody else walked something that was another $250. They gave them $75. It wouldn't happen. Bitches, y'all need to stop motherfucking depending on y'all motherfucking door and coming in with y'all cash mistake, because every motherfucking door ain't granted to any motherfucking body. And to have bitches spend their money and come out and they motherfucking effects, and then they don't get nothing for their motherfucking shit, it's motherfucking target of y'all motherfucker, especially Ross and Charles.
That answer is...
Okay,
especially Ross and Charles, some people that have been in the ballroom scene for years, and especially Ross, for somebody that walks bizarre, and you have to go through so much to take and walk a bizarre category and everything. How would you feel if one of these kids came out here and they had a ball and did the same thing to you? Y'all need to be a fucking shame to y'all motherfucking self. Y'all two old bitches should never have a motherfucking ball ever fucking again. That's how the fuck I feel.
Okay,
Kelly, but wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Don't say that.
Wait, man, can I do it, please, Auntie? Let me go first, and then you go. How would you feel that you are at every ball, you're promoting every situation, you've been pumping this shit before dirt was even old, and everybody in your state left to go somewhere else and pay you so? How would you feel when the whole New York City does not even stick together, from Derek to Paris to Ross Ball, everybody in New York, the young and the old, they completely pay it, and they go somewhere else? Oh, is that because of the rule of we supposed to travel in order to be legend? Right, but it still happened here in New York. And isn't they entitled some type of fucking respect for all the time that they have put in the situation? So we're going to read them down. Yes, they didn't have their court. Yeah, but guess what? They ain't have no fucking support either.
Go ahead, Cabbage.
What I think that y'all should do, and if I get a chance tonight, I'm going to try to get in touch with them, and I'm going to bring them on my radio station tomorrow. And the reason why I feel that way, because we should give them a chance to vent what really happened. Don't blame them for anything. Hear their story. Nicole, I agree with you 100%, right? But you cannot...
I said it out the window when you said, but wait a minute, I know that line. I know that line, Mom. I know it, Lon. Auntie, don't say but, because that means everything I said just went out the window. But what?
You cannot keep changing dates. You can't change the date of your function and expect it to be successful. I mean, that's hard. You know, like anything else, we expect in January to see the icon ball, the first ball of the year. When they change it, it becomes something different. When you change locations, it becomes something different. But they had a reason for changing their location. They had a reason for changing their date. But when you do that, you damage your credibility with these young kids, because they just think this is going to be very, oh, child, please, it's going to be a mess. Now, what surprised me was the con ball. Kelly, for the last 4 or 5 years, you've been to con balls in D.C. Have any of them ever been as crowded as that con ball in Atlanta?
No.
That con ball was jam motherfucking packed. What is that saying, Nicole? Time times have changed, and so must we.
Right, yes, but let's not forget where we come from. Let's not forget where it all started at also. And I do believe, I understand all y'all say, I understand times have changed. Oh, Ms. Essie's preaching that, or it's not that day no more. We know this. We know that things have evolved. There's new people who have come in the door. But I still think that, Cabbage, after all the years you put into this situation and you was here and you doing it, I just think it's a slap in the face for the community not to support you. And if you have an abort here in New York, where you have been for thousands of years, and someone is having a ball in North Carolina, where they've been for 2 years, and you don't get no support, and then now you getting red because what you didn't do for your ball or what you didn't. No, the sword cuts both ways. The last successful ball, and I did my homework before I said this, was the Collection Ball in New York City. That's a fucking shame, along with all Jack Rumble Balls are usually nice. But they're not even falling up in there. So where is the support here? We have to travel. Y'all right, Rodney, you go everywhere. Cabbage, you go everywhere. I have a baby. I ain't going nowhere. I don't care what y'all think. Okay? Unless I can and it supports my budget, then I will. But I think it's unfair not to come out in your own state to support the people that have made this, the people who have helped lay
hold
this
on, hold on, hold on, hold on the call because the callers are dropping because we're not taking their callers. 312-813, you're live on the air on the third season in the recap show. How are you doing, caller? 312-813, you're live on the air.
Thank you, y'all. Bye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
They said Cube beat Lisa, Icon. I want her to come on the air.
They said
no,
what?
I don't. Because I already got my status. No, I don't. No, I
no,
don't.
No, 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 no. Oh, child, no. I have to.
Okay. Nicole, did you go to Ross Ball?
No, I didn't go to Russell. I couldn't go anywhere. Keontae went to school tonight today. That was it for me. My baby was in school. So that's why. And I was so sad because I really wanted to go, and I'm so sorry. Although the Balenciagas didn't even support Charles. Good Eve. Cut it out.
Well, I do want to apologize for not coming to the ball. I'm no
I want to send my apologies also, Rodney, because I love you, Ross, and I love you, Charles, but I was stuck with no money. I had to go to Cookies and buy my baby all clothes. So I'm so sorry. And I'm also so sorry for the crowd. And I felt like that, Auntie Cabby, I felt like that for Paris. I really gagged. I said, this is not what you do.
But, yeah, like Cabbage was saying, I do think changing of the venue and things of that nature. But as a ball promoter, like we have already said about when everybody else calling for everybody ball, just because it's, I'm being devil's advocate here, just because it's Ross's ball, Ross is very nice, very well respected, whatever. If you are having a ball, you are promoting a ball, you should have your money, your grand prize money all here. You should not depend on your door to give out grand prize money. It should be 50 people there, but the people should be walking out saying, I want my money. The ball was successful. They had the categories. They gave out all the money. You know, the tables were nice. The judges, you know, everything was nice. You still should have all of that to say when you go into a ball. Just because Ross is a very, very nice individual.
Hold on, y'all. We got a caller. 618-560. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller? 618-560. You're live on the air on the recap show.
We need to get some callers up here that really want to know what's going on, or that can tell us what's going on. You sleep and go to sleep.
I just don't understand. You know, the reason why I couldn't make Paris is because I had family difficulties. And then for Ross and Richmond, I tried to make it, but everything seemed to happen at one time, and by the time I realized it, I was caught up doing something else. You got to keep in mind that I don't work a job. I have a catering business. So when people call me at the, and what I specialize in is last-minute occasions. So with last-minute occasions, I have to, that's my money. I got to make it. So I didn't mean not to go. And by the time I was ready to get to the door, somebody called me and got I was finished like around 10 to 1. By the time they called me and told me I was on my way to the function, I said, don't bother, the function is over.
Well, I was in St. Louis.
I know.
I was in St. Louis, and I was at the casino with Tiana, and it was 11 o'clock over there. It was 12 here. And I was asking the girls, well, did the function start? The girls didn't really know the function didn't start, but it said the function was supposed to start at 7 o'clock on the flyer and over at 1.
Right. So by that time, I was right in the middle of a mix.
Disrespectful. This is exactly why. And everybody want to be pushing to be this, and you're going to be this, and you're going to be that. There's just no respect.
Oh, and but make no mistake, Nicole, you're 100% right. But again,
I hear what you're saying, because that does shake it up when you're depending on something for, you know, a certain time. But then I'm going to use that more so, I think, for the travelers. That's very inconvenient, you know, for them when they're trying to travel. And if they set in one day, I'm totally aware of the realistic, you know, issue of it. But what I'm talking about in New York City, I think New York City is really carrying on to me. I notice how they don't support each other here. They're flying everywhere else to look for a status. But it started it here. So I think it's a bit unfair. This one got a day down there, this one there. So when something goes to New York, we got to go this way because that's where everybody's going. Do understand that. But what happened to the support from the New Yorkers here is what I'm texting about. You know, there's somebody from North Carolina, they can't switch their dates because of the timing and the this and the that. Well, then what happens to that? You know, what happens to the New Yorkers?
No, but you know what? We can't even say that, girl. You know what happened? You know what happened to why the balls are the balls are slacking, and the crowds is just being minute, and the crowds is looking just like it's going to be a city crowd, because the girls have fucked up the airlines, honey. And these motherfuckers, they fucked up the airlines, and bitches think that they motherfucking too good to get on motherfucking Greyhound, bitch. Greyhound runs, bitch. Get the fuck up on it, bitch.
Okay, we're going to get a commercial up here. Let y'all know discounts and everything for Greyhound. Because if you really want to do something, you'll go on Greyhound, in a car, or however you need to get there. When you want to get somewhere, you're going to get there.
Go back to the basics. Get a U-Haul.
Yes.
A budget truck. Yeah, the budget. Look through the budget now.
Bitch, I'm not too good. Let me tell you something, bitch. I'm not too good for a motherfucking thing, honey. The cars called me, and they said, Kelly, they said, we want you to be in Atlanta. I wasn't going to Atlanta. They called me back. They called me back Friday and said, Kelly, we want you here. Are you going to be here? You know what I did? I got my fat ass up. I packed my motherfucking suitcase. My husband packed his. I packed 5 of the kids' suitcase, bitch. And we went down to Greyhound, bitch. And we got bus tickets, bitch.
Cool.
We got bus tickets, bitch. And I made sure it was a bus that went straight there. No transfers. All I did was I had a couple of layovers, bitch. I got there and I got back. The ball was over at 1 o'clock. By 3:45, I was back on the bus back to New York. Bitch, and I'm a legend, bitch. And I've been doing this for years. I'm not too good for the motherfucking bus. Bitch, so none of these bitches should have feeling they too good for a motherfucking bus. What the fuck?
But yeah, it was something.
They were talking about Jack's nominations. Are y'all ready to move on to the Liberty Bowl?
Okay, yes. Well, let's go on to the Liberty Bowl. I want to say congratulations to the House EV Sue for winning House of the Year. I want to say congratulations to Kiana EV Sue for winning Mother of the Year. Congratulations to Father Kenny Evisu for Father of the Year. I want to say congratulations to Rodney Milan for Mr. Out of Towner. I want to say congratulations to Father Eric Milan for Streetwear. I want to congratulate Danny Mizrahi for Thug Realness. I want to congratulate Jessica Mizrahi for Butch Weed Up and Drag's Face. I want to congratulate Teresa Mizrahi for Big Girl's Face. K.E.V. Seuss for Woman's Face. Who else? Drax Realness, Imani Mizrahi. I want to congratulate myself for Big Girl's Face of the Year, Big Girl's Runway of the Year. I want to congratulate my husband, Raiden Mizrahi, for Butch Realness of the Year. Who else won? Let me see. I want to congratulate Luna Legacy for Butch Queen Face of the Year for the Carmel Complexion. I want to congratulate Sammy Ebony for Face Also, Who else won another category? I want to congratulate Mother Angel Herrera, Mother Angel Revlon for Mrs. Out of Town. I want to congratulate the Milan Chow for Executive Realness of the Year. I want to congratulate AJ. Oh, yes. I want to congratulate AJ Mizrahi for Realness with a Twist of the Year. Who else won of the
Claudia.
Year? I want to congratulate Claudia for Film Queen Realness of the Year. I want to congratulate Pussy Mizrahi for Billie Jean Cup Realness of the Year. I want to congratulate Trace 007 for Film Queen Face of the Motherfucking Year. And girl, it was so many mistakes. Girl, oh bitch, I done lost my breath mistake. But yes, that's what happened.
Well, where's Nanushka? They have someone in the chat room. Somebody left somebody's house, and she gave a grand whole introduction.
I want to congratulate Nunu Khan, now Prodigy, for his Big Boys Runway of the Year, and the legendary icon herself, Miss Selvin Khan, took the award because she said that was her award because she put that work in.
She took his award
because she put the work in, and then she also took the awards for the two Model Body and Muscular Body for the two brothers that used to be a card. She took their award also because she put that work in for them also.
Oh, so that's what happened.
They're not cards anymore. But she said she put the work in for them, so she's gonna get the of the years. So if y'all want y'all of the years, y'all must see the icon Beverly Shinuska Kool-Aid Khan. She has y'all of the years. She said she put that work in. She put the time, not the laws and not the prodigies. How you doing?
They
couldn't
take that trophy. 1 second for just a sidebar. I would like to congratulate my house once again for another $1,000 win.
Yes, congratulations. Congratulations. For $1,000 once again, honey. The Milan Tech came to Orlando, Florida, and have swept Miss My Motherfucking Sister's Jasmine Couture Miss Rice series, Miss. They have swept the series. I want to give a big shout out to Icon Jay Blonick for definitely being in the building last night. I'm going to give a big shout out to Legendary Pony Garcon, Malachi Garcon, Deshawn Visu, and all the other girls that they have now put upon a Vogue Evolution. I want to just give a shout out to those three original Vogue Evolutions that was definitely in the building last night, and all the other girls that they added on since they got rid of my daughter and the rest of the girls.
Congratulations to Janice. Wasn't she one of the girls that's on?
Oh, she's on?
Yeah, I heard she was one of the Vogue Evolution.
Work. How you doing?
Mm-hmm. No, Nikki, he did not. Tell Nicki Minaj, no, he did not come out as a Mizza.
Yeah, they want me to ask you, did Diego come out as a Mizza?
Diego is not a Mizza.
Well, I want to know how Miss Nanushka is feeling and what's going on with her, and that they left me these things, and did they let her know? Why did she take their trophies? She did the work. She taught them. They did the work.
No. I don't know, honey. Maybe
she didn't walk the category for them, did she?
Well, baby, you know, she put the work in, Miss Dang, honey. I didn't know. I voted for Miss Nunu because I seen she was on the nomination. She has won, and she was the only big boy that walked, Miss Dang. But I guess you know. But I know. I don't know about the sex siren, the body. I don't think she should have took the awards, Miss Dang, because that's come natural. That comes natural. Now, Miss Nunu, I know Miss Selvin for her work, Miss Dang, for being a Mizrahi, and when she put something into her child. So I know she worked with Miss Nunu for the runway, so I see that. But the two body children, I don't think she should have took theirs.
Why did
Tyana,
they were fighting down. Tyana beat Mika. What's going on? Look at your screen, Kelly. I need to
know.
I waited.
They got Tyana's on the phone with Marcus. Marcus and Tyana, if y'all on the live, press one. Mina called in here. We're not going to discuss the topic of Q attacking Lisa, because Butch Queens is not supposed to attack Fem Queens, and I will definitely be calling Q after the show to find out exactly what happened, but we're not going to sit here and condone that, because I don't see it, Miss May. That's just like Rodney attacking me. No, we're not going to sit here and we're not going to condone that. I will be calling Q after the show to find out exactly what happened, so we're not going to
condone
that.
Well, if none of these things happen, why are they pasting them up in the room? So we're just making these things up in our head.
Well, he was at the ball. That is Father Derek Kahn from Chicago. He was at the ball. He's saying Tyana did not fight and Mina did not fight. That's Derek Kahn. He's the father.
Okay.
No, they said no. Mina and Tyana didn't fight. I heard 917-693. You're live on the recap show.
Hey y'all.
Hey, who is?
Keisha.
Hey,
hi,
Keisha.
Hello, Keisha.
You got a new number?
That's my other number, honey.
Oh, because, you know, I usually know your number, and I'd be like, hey, Keisha, girl, what's going on?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Rodney.
Hey,
Keisha. How are you, baby girl?
Welcome back to another season. I'm so proud of you. Kelly.
Going on? Thank you.
I got a question for you. I want to go back to the why no one supports the Bulls in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole.
The red light, man.
Okay, you know.
Nicole, take it. Nicole. Give her opinion. Go ahead, Keisha. Go ahead. We're listening.
Look at the stats, Nicole. Who goes to the ball? It's the younger generation. They're the ones who go to the ball. Our generation, we don't come out as much, number one. Number two, you got to look at who's promoting the ball. Ross and Cindy. A lot of girls don't know who he really is. Right. You're right. They just do their research. But when you're coming out of your pocket, you're going to go to a ball that you know who's a rock-stocking person. Ross was rock-stocking in his era. Right now, they don't know who he is. And even his category, bizarre, that's not a really bad category now. Think about it.
It may not be Fab Hair in this time, but Rodney, Cabbage, and Kelly, I remember Bizarre, Eric Bizarre. That used to be a very, very Fab category. And just because it's not popping now, because the kids has turned it into whatever, doesn't mean that we shouldn't respect or do our research on such. That's the way I feel.
You are 100% correct.
Hear what she
Hello? What you say, Cabbage?
Did you hear what she said, Nicole?
When she said that the bizarre, the category bizarre and stuff, that's not popping. But it was at one time is what I found.
Okay, but you're not giving a ball at one time. You're giving a ball in 2011.
Wow. I hear, and like I said, I can respect the opinions of how y'all feel about it, but I speak for the Royal Infinity Ball and Charles, and the Balenciaga's not showing up. Same thing for Paris. The same thing for Derek and DeJuan. And I think that was very disappointing to all six of them people. We're like, wow. Like, I think that's just a slap in the face. That's just how I feel about especially people here in New York. And because you don't know something, then maybe you should go find out.
Hold on, Nicole. Unknown caller. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Did we lose Keisha?
Yes.
Hey, I tell them I'm going to commit to my other year.
What'd you say?
I tell them I'm going to commit to my other year.
Well, we will have to get Beverly on the line so we can ask her.
Beverly, yeah. Mother, I called you. You're not answering, Dollface. Are you running?
I got a question.
You got another question? Go ahead.
No, I got a statement. I agree, you know, about if you don't like the money to get the ball, you shouldn't give it, but you shouldn't disrespect icons that deserve respect. Period.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you, because that is the truth both ways. That's it. Y'all right. If they don't have the money, okay. But it works both ways. The sword cuts both ways.
Thank you, Quella. But you know what? Let me tell you something. It's not, and everybody keeps saying it's the kids, it's not the kids, okay? And you know why I know it's not the kids? Because I go to every Kiki, I'm coming to that 773 number, so hold on 773, don't hang up, I'm coming to you. I go to every Kiki function that they have here because they asked me to judge the Kiki function. And these be these young kids that be having the balls. They have all their money. They have 15 to 20 categories, and they get through all of it. And they have it at different venues here in New York. And the ball starts at 5 o'clock,
and the ball has to be over at 11. They get through all the categories, give out their cash, and even do a house grand march and everything, bitch. So what are we saying that? So what's the difference? Why if the young kids can't do it, why if the young kids can do it, the older girls can't?
We answered that question.
You know, because the older girls want to show up fashionably late. Hold on, 773-571, you're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Mon, it's Contrario.
Hey, Contrario, what's going on?
Nothing much. I just want to thank everybody for coming out to me.
First of all.
Hey, Uncle Rodney.
Okay, you better get in together.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Ma, get on about your mother.
Hi, everybody else that's on the line.
Hi, sweetheart.
We got 63. I need 73.
I just want to thank everybody for coming out to me at Alana's Ball this weekend in St. Louis. It turned out really, it was a good ball to me. It was pretty good. We gave out all our cash. We completed all our categories, and we had a really nice crowd.
Okay.
Yes.
So
as far as
performance, right?
It was 500. We actually gave out 1250 altogether. As far as like the Q situation, Q and what's her name did not get into it. He did not attack her.
Okay, so what happened with Mina? What happened with Mina and Tayana? They reading session because the girl said after I left, the judges panel got crazy.
Yes, it did, Ma. As soon as you left, it's just like the building went up in an uproar. It was like every ball that Mina that the Evisus had down in the St. Louis, they always win. Like most of the balls down there, and I guess this particular night they wasn't winning. So her house members was telling her, some of the leaders of her house was telling her to leave. And Tayana was like, well, you know, y'all not about to leave. Y'all not about to disrespect this ball. Uh-oh. Hello?
Mm-mm.
So Tayana was like, y'all not about to disrespect Alana Nora Cantrell's ball and up and walk out in the whole house about to walk out this ball because that's disrespectful. And y'all won't want that to happen to the Ibisu ball because it's disrespectful. We're not going to disrespect anybody around here. Usually you guys always do win down here, but it was like a lot of out-of-towners from the Midwest at this ball this particular night. And they wasn't winning. They didn't win performance. And it was like, everything was like a little hectic towards that time.
Oh, my God.
So, actually, Tayana was just being more of the person just, like, standing up for me and Alana because what they were doing, she felt like what they were doing was really disrespectful.
So that's what happened. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so, like, after that, you know, the Visus was trying to, attack Tayana, but, you know, Tayana wasn't going or whatever. And it was just like, you know, we calmed everything down and finished the ball. Because my main thing was that I want to give out all my money. And Alana agreed, and that's on behalf of me and Alana, we want to give out all our money and everything and make sure that everything went productively.
Okay, so now another thing, Kentrell, because, you know, it was so fast. As soon as I called Ray Ray out, the Ebony's and the Scottish got into it. What was all of that about?
Okay, one of the people in...
Wait, before you finish, I want to tell everybody the lines are being clear. My phone is ringing. People are trying to get through, so you need to be calling back immediately. We're clearing the lines.
Okay. The situation between Escada, his name was Cancer Escada. He's like usually got a lot of mouth and stuff. And even Marcus, you know, Marcus probably is online also, but I know that they it was basically the boy was being disrespectful. You can't be disrespectful to people that you don't know, basically. So if you're being disrespectful to people you don't know, you know, that's just like me coming up to Kelly saying something and I don't know her, and if she popped my ass in my mouth, that's what I get because, you know, for every action, there's a reaction.
Okay.
Well, I'll take that.
Yeah, so it was like, even after that, the ball kept on going. We broke up the fight, and they was like really beating their boys' ass. But we broke up the fight. My main thing, I wanted to make sure that we completed our ball.
Okay, hold on, Contrario. You stay right there since you with the ball promoter. We got other callers that's calling in. Next caller, please. 314-583. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. This is Shadina Evisu from St. Louis. I
yes,
love
go ahead,
you.
Baby.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hello,
how are
you? Well, I just wanted to say I actually have fun at the balls or whatever. I think Kentrell and Alana's ball was an actual success. And about the little issue with Mina, the thing with Mina Tayana, yes, some of the Evisas were like they were ready to leave. But Mina's thing was like, you know, how can you say that we can't get up and leave and I'm still here? So it shouldn't really matter if they are leaving because I'm still here. I'm still supporting your ball. I'm still on your panel or whatever. And I actually have to say that the ball was a success because Kentrell did give out all his money or whatever. The categories were sickening, and I appreciate all the kids coming out and taking, you know, taking the opportunity to support our city because St. Louis is one of the newer cities coming up in the Midwest. But I don't know. It sometimes feels like, you know, I don't really know what to say, but it kind of feels like there's a lot of attention at our balls now, and our balls didn't used to be like that. But maybe it's a good thing, you know, so I don't really know. But I do thank all the tournaments that come out and support our city because I do want our city, you know, to become a gateway throughout the Midwest. So I do have to, and I definitely thank you, Kelly, for coming all the way from the East Coast.
Thank you very much, baby, for calling in.
All right.
Okay. Next caller, please. Because we have a lot of callers. And Tayana and Marcus just got kicked off the line. They're trying to call back in. 815-793. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
Hey, Kelly. It's Mina.
Hey, Mina. What's up?
Hey, Mina.
What's going on? Hey, Nicole.
How are you?
Hey, Rodney. What's going on, Cabbage? You still on, honey?
Yes, I am, sex loveliness.
Yes, honey. It was good seeing you in Atlanta.
Thank you.
I was like, yes, bitch. No, Kelly, let me clear up what had happened. What happened was that it was the last category of the night, which was open to all performers. The House of Evisu was getting our stuff together to leave. There were one or two members was like, let's leave now, let's leave now. But people interpreted it as we were trying to leave the ball, but it was the last category of the night. You know, all our house members had walked, so everybody was like ready to hit it. It was late. We had, you know, the ball started late. It was no tease about the House of Evisu leaving because we felt disgruntled or anything. We never feel disgruntled. There's a lot of balls that we had in, you know, St. Louis that we didn't win grand prize. So we're never disgruntled about anything. And Tayana thought that we were trying to lead the ball. It was the last category of the night, you know. And so she grabbed the microphone and she took it upon herself. Maybe she did hear a member say, let's leave. And maybe they were, I don't know what the intentions were, but I didn't even get up off the panel. So that was the argument that me and her had. I said, address me, don't address my house. I'm sitting right here, you know, right down from you. If I didn't get up off the panel, that means the house, I didn't make no statement like Evisu's out the building. You know, I'm still sitting there judging the category. It was only like three or four more battles before the end of the ball for open tall performance. So that's where all that confusion got misconstrued. Me and Kayana would never fight. You know, that's, me and Tayana have been on each other too long to fight, first of all. And the people in the chat room and all that, that's foolishness. Me and her would never fight. We have too much love for each other, and we care about the Midwest ball thing too much for all that foolishness to happen, and we're both being leaders there. So, yeah, that's all it was. But, yeah, it was just a whole lot of hooping and hollering. That's it. That was it. Yeah, it's just basic ballroom antics, honey. That's all it is. You know, once you get past that, you know, we still go to the Waffle House and eat pancakes and sausages and shit, whatever. So it's no big deal. It really isn't no big deal. You know.
Okay.
It really isn't.
And thank you, but Mina, we got a bunch of calls, Mina. We're going to pitch you back on hold, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, give me the next caller, please. And I'm going to let you guys know, in St. Louis, mistake, I'm going to let you know, it's not a lot to do in St. Louis, but the ball was definitely cute. But the next person that promote a ball in St. Louis, bitch, please make sure that y'all make the host hotel the casino because it gives the girls something to do since y'all got a venue like Atlanta and the balls go so late, Miss Thing. Make the host hotel the casino hotel because it's fab, bitch. I got my life. 312 813. You're live on the air on the recap show.
So what's up, y'all?
What's going on?
What's going on?
You're the
wrong person.
Hi, Archie. Hi, baby.
Well,
Cabbage,
did you hear? I'm Ray-Ray.
This is...
Oh, Lord. Hi, Ray-Ray,
booby. Yes. Oh, wait, hold on. Yes, yes, baby. It's the legendary mother herself, Ray-Ray Mizrahi. Congratulations, Ray-Ray, on your win. Yes, Ray-Ray, you got to get that phone together. We got to put you back on hold. Get Ray-Ray back on hold. Ray-Ray, call back and get that phone together.
Hello? I'm right here.
Okay, yeah, that phone has some static on it, honey. But I want to congratulate you on your mini grand prize win in St. Louis for Runway Open to All. Work it out.
He can still walk like that?
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's gone. Ray-Ray's gone. Ray-Ray's gone.
Bad
honey.
Connection. She walking
Nikki,
down still, Kelly?
Miss Nikki, yes, she walked down. She walked down in the name.
Yes.
Miss Nikki Minaj, stop trying to, Miss Thang. Ray-Ray's been home for a minute, Miss Thang. She just made her appearance. 773-733. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Alana.
Alana.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's going on, Mother Khan?
Nothing. I just wanted to thank everybody for coming out and, you know, supporting all of that. And I just want to say, too, because I heard on other radio yesterday was saying why the ball started late. The reason the ball started late was because you can't start a ball with four people, because if you start a ball with four people, then you're going to have bitches saying that you don't want to give out your money. And then there was no qualified judges in there to even start a ball. And, like, as far as, like, the Lisa Icon situation, like, none of that happened. Tiana and Mina didn't fight. Like, Kentrell said, like, it was just basically a bunch of bullshit. And I just want to say, too, that I feel like, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to performance, it's always bullshit. And it's never the people that's voguing that has the altercation. It's always the mothers and the fathers. Like, I don't understand that at all. So I just think they need to get that together.
I know that's right.
Reputable judges on the judges' panel. Nobody can question it.
Yes. Well, I definitely got to give a big shout out to the $5,000 winner, Puto Herrera. He definitely came for Twister. Definitely came down there and won the snatch to 500 girls. Big shout out to Puda. How you doing, Puda? Okay, thank you, Mother Alana, for definitely calling in. Next caller, switch K if I have one.
Honey. Yes. You know what? I got it. Hello, y'all still there with me? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay. I'm making sure, you know, everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I was talking
okay.
down.
I'm missing a number. Okay, 224214. Tiana and Marcus, y'all live on the air on the recap show.
Actually, Marcus is on the other line. He's waiting to be poured in. But hi, everyone. Cabbage, Kelly, Nicole, Rodney.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
What's up, the winner for the casino of the night?
Yeah, no, bitch, you're the winner of the casino of the night. But I had a blast. Me and Tiana had a blast at the casino, honey. I really enjoyed the casino. The casino was fab, Nicole. I went to the casino. Yeah, I left my money in the hotel room, and they didn't have food. I took $10 with me to the casino with Tiana, and I left the casino with $145.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Playing blackjack. I really enjoyed myself at the casino. And when I tell you it was fab, Nicole, it was fab. Oh, you would have got your life, Nicole. You would have got your life. Hold on.
What was up in there the way you saying
to,
it?
No, I had to make sure my husband was sleeping. But you know what? That's what I said the next ball they have in St. Louis, they got to have that's got to be the host hotel mistake. Because Nicole, you could go downstairs, Nicole, and you can win you money, Nicole, and there's so much dick up in there, Nicole, you can take it up to your room.
St. Louis Casino, Sonny.
Yeah, go ahead, Tiana, because they haunted me.
You're crazy. Well, I'm going to start it off like this. No one can say it better but my sister. There's no legends in St. Louis. Okay? The way the St. Louis people treated us, the ballroom thing treated us, they treated us like we were shit. They basically told us, they basically told Alana and Kentrell that they could never have a ball there again because they pulled a bigger crowd than them. Sorry to say it. the issue with me and Mina, I was basically telling her, I did address her. Her house members took it upon themselves to come, you know, and say what they was going to say. As far as Oreo, you know, I let him through for sex siren, and he was not even supposed to get through. He was trapped. So for them to say, like, different things was shady with the Evisu, it was nothing like that because I didn't chop him. And it's always a problem. I hate this. The person that's voguing their heart out never says anything. It's always their house members. That's where the problem come in at. If the person is voguing, say that, I felt like it was shade, then, you know, we got something to go on. But if they didn't say anything, they walked away and take their loss like a lady or a man, hey, it shouldn't be nothing. It shouldn't be nothing like that at all. And to go back to what I was saying as far as the Evisu's walking out, I was just basically letting them know, you know, you guys have a house coming up. Evisu's win every ball since I've been coming down there, a house with the most trophies. I love that house. They be on their shit, but tonight, that night was not their night. It was not their night. Regardless of who's walking, what politics it is, however, it was not their night. That's the only thing I was just trying to let them know.
And every night can't be your night.
So, and no Q and
hold on, stay right there. Hold on, stay right there, Tayana. Marcus, you're live on the recap show, Marcus.
Okay, I'm not saying it all, so I guess I don't have nothing to say too much.
Yeah.
I'm there, y'all went to the casino without me the second time.
Well, nobody told you to go back to the casino the second time and take those people back their money. Marcus went to the casino the first time with Tayana and won those people money and then went back and gave it back to them. You don't never give it back to them. You got to do like me and Tayana did. You got to get up and leave. Tayana came back at me and said, sister, it's time to go.
Yes, that's legit.
Mind you, Kelly, we just went back today and I lost another $500.
Oh, no.
Well, did I lose $500 or
$300? I'm going to sister, it's time to go.
Yeah, she said, sister, it's time to go. She said, sister, I got my money, it's time to go. I said, well, you ain't got to tell me once, bitch, let's go.
Yes. Anyone, like Kelly said, if you ever have any extra cash, and if you have a bar in St. Louis, make sure the host hotel is a casino.
The Lumineer, what it's called.
The Lumineer, hold on, y'all. It's time for a commercial break.
Good evening. I am Wildred, your butler, and I am here to inform you that the House of Evisu presents to you Clue Roll. On October 9th, the House of Evisu takes over New York City. Doors open at 6 p.m., and the ball begins at 8 p.m. sharp. Please be on time because we will begin the ball without your presence. The date of the ball is Saturday, October 9th. Here are some cash prizes. Male figure best dressed. $500. Female figure best dress, $500. Legendary Femme Queen Performance, $500. Legendary Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $1,000. Femme Queen Fate, $1,000. Schoolboy Realness, $250. Legend Team Battle, $1,000. And House with the Most Points, $1,000. Plus, there are many more intriguing categories and cash prizes. Reminder, you must have an ID stating that you're 18 years of age to enter the building. There's absolutely no glitter or spray paint allowed on premises. Tables are $250. The address to the ball, 504 West 45th Street between 10th and 11th Avenue, New York, New York. Please see flyers that are circulating in DVD format for more details. Or check walkmewednesdays.com. And please remember, I do not to keep this place tidy.
Yes, that's the House of Evisu. commercial. They have paid for the advertising for their ball. So all you girls out there, before we go back into what we were doing, all you girls out there, if you couldn't hear what Deshaun was saying in the commercial, all you girls that like to use glitter and spray paint and glue this and glue that and glue this and do that, you cannot do this at this venue, okay? You girls must get you a hotel room in the immediate area of 42nd Street in Midtown Times Square. Get you a hotel room. Get your effects together, Miss Day. Put your glitter, your glue, and everything on yourself, and be ready to walk your category when you come in the building. You cannot do this at that place, honey. So all you girls that think that y'all coming in there with spray paint and glitter and all that stuff, you will be, that shit will be taken out your bag and thrown in the motherfucking trash. Okay, we got another caller, 312-813. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
The legendary Mother Mizrahi is back. Ray Ray.
Ray Ray.
Yes.
What's going?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, hold on. I want to first say, Q did not beat up the client.
We clarified that already, Ray Ray.
Okay. I had a good time at the ball. And I just want to say hi to everybody. How you doing, Switchboard? And
Ray.
Hi, old lady.
Q says, hi, auntie. How you doing?
Thank
Ray
you.
Ray,
I love him.
On.
I love you, too.
What's up, Ray Ray?
Who's that?
Rodney.
Hi, Rodney. Why you never call me?
I just looked at your number there. I got you.
Okay. But I just want to say Q says hi to everybody.
What's up,
Thank you, Al. Well, Ray Ray, we can't keep you online long. You know this is the season premiere, and I have a whole bunch of girls pressing one that want to come on and talk about all types of things that happen, Ray Ray. But I want to thank you for calling in, and congratulations on your 250 sisters.
Thank you.
Oh, you
bye, everybody.
Money,
I love you.
You got money. Okay. You make sure you call me.
All right, I'm gonna call you next week when I ain't got no more.
Oh, shit. Bye, Ray Ray.
All
right. Caller, please. Honey, next caller, Switch Trade. Maybe the girls are calling in, honey. I'm loving
yes,
it, honey.
Yes, they need to get it in, and, man, I'm going to be more excited. Get more on the floor.
Private caller. Private
yeah.
caller. Wait, hold on, y'all. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show, private caller.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey,
my
boss.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's going on?
I just want to say hi to everybody, and I hope you'll be walking in VSU ball.
Who's this?
My name is Jacinta.
Jacinta, from where? And are you a Nivisa?
No, I'm from New York. I'm an extravaganza.
Oh, extravaganza, okay. Are you
hey,
going to
Nicole,
be a Nivisa?
Hey,
hey, how are you?
Hi, honey.
Congratulations. Oh, hi. Tayana. Hey, Tayana. I just want to say congratulations on the new season premiere, and I hope my mother Kelly will be watching the EV Super Bowl.
I hope not.
Who? Who? What
you
happened?
Next caller. I hope not. No, but my question was, thank you, caller, for calling in, and we sure that your mother will be there. Cabbage, I wanted to know, you. We talked about what we were doing. What was you on your boy history night? What's up? What's poppin'?
First of all, face quality in the chat room, honey. Bitch, okay, my Vogue, bitch, girl, please.
Miss
D,
I see some of your Vogue listing. I see this Vogue. They can't bake it, girl.
Please, girl, please, please be nice. It's the season premiere, honey, and I have not read a bitch yet, honey, so please be the first bitch to get read this season premiere, bitch, and because you trust me, I will give it to you. 314-484. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, everybody. This is Lucky from St. Louis. I was calling about the comment that Tayana made. Like, St. Louis was saying that we don't want Alana and Kentrell coming down to throw the ball in St. Louis, which is not true, but it's just like they're from Chicago. Why are they coming down to St. Louis throwing the ball in St. Louis? Like, it just didn't make sense. Like, and why would, like, you know, the girls in St. Louis, you know, they run up on the microphone, snatch the microphone out of the commentator's hand in St. Louis. You know, they wouldn't do that, like, in no other city. It was just, the ball was just out of control because it was thrown by some Chicago girls, not saying that, you know, that they balls be like that, but it's just like they tried it in St. Louis because they know if they was in another city, they would not run up on a commentator that's from St. Louis snatching a microphone out of the girl's hand, talking on the microphone. Oh. It's like, come on now, that's disrespecting the city and the bar. That's why the ball carries. So that's why the girl said that they did not want them to throw a ball in St. Louis, because when they throw a ball in St. Louis, all that shit fucking happens.
And now. Okay.
That's why they had a problem with them throwing a ball in St. Louis.
Or because they didn't want them there in their state.
Well, it's not that they didn't want them there. We don't want Alana and Kendrick and stuff in our city, but it's just that, like, they don't respect St. Louis, so that's why they was running up on the commentator, snatching the microphone out of her hand. It's an up-and-coming city.
It's an up-and-coming city. Wouldn't it be nice for people from out of other cities to come and embrace St. Louis and the up-and-comingness?
I mean, which is true. Like, we love when the out-of-town people come and support our city, because, like Shadina said, our city is up-and-coming. It is the gateway to the Midwest, but it's like when y'all come down here to our city, do have shenanigans, run up on the commentator, snatch the microphone out of her hand. You know, y'all didn't do that to Kelly. Y'all didn't run up on Kelly, snatch the microphone out of her hand, so don't do it to Miko.
It's a difference. It's a difference, right?
Who goes to snatch it out of your hand?
It's a difference, right? When you are a commentator, it is your job to command the floor. You are more important. The commentator is more important than the contestant that is working. And so the commentator is supposed to command the floor and command respect. And it's no way that anybody, if it was a Jack or a Kool-Aid or anybody or Deshaun or Greg, that anybody should be able to snatch the mic out the commentator's hands. That mic that's your weapon. The commentator should have had that held down, and he shouldn't be able to control the floor. I don't know what happened after I left, but the girls would have never gave me that. Maybe if they would have started a ball about an hour earlier, I would have been able to do the whole ball, and all of these shenanigans and mic snatches and stuff would have never happened.
What's wrong, Trey? Wait, let me ask Trey what's wrong.
Okay, how long are we going to stay on St. Louis, Kelly?
Oh, shit. And that's what they think about how St. Louis feel about respect.
I do think that since all those new titles have came about in the Midwest and in the East
Coast.
No, just like this. Kelly, what is your title for your house? I'm going to use you for example, since you're on the phone. What is your title for your house?
I'm the overall East Coast mother of the House
of
Mizrahi.
Okay, your overall East Coast mother for the House of Mizrahi. East Coast consists of what?
I run everything from Boston down to motherfucking Florida.
Okay, Boston to Florida. This is my point to the guy from St. Louis. If Kelly is overall East Coast mother, but everybody knows Kelly lives in New York, if Kelly wants to come to my city and have a ball, Kelly is in charge of the D.C. Mizrahis. So,
how you doing?
She's representing her house by having a ball in D.C. So, that's my point with seeing when he's saying she's from Chicago, coming to ball in St. Louis. If Alana is a Midwest mother for the House of Khan, then I figure St. Louis covers her territory, so she should be able to have a ball in St. Louis.
All right. So, wait. So, St. Louis is gangster like that, then?
No, I'm just,
Marcus, you're back on the air.
They gangster.
I think this is the problem. The St. Louis can't even say anything about it because they didn't even come to the ball. It was like 10 St. Louis people there. So, I mean, the reason why people are involved in St. Louis is because, right, the venue is $500. You can't beat the price of the venue, a place that lets you stay in there all night. Why not go have the ball there? Why would you pay $1,500 for a place in Chicago when you have a crowd and they're going to follow you from Chicago to St. Louis and you can save $1,000? That's why the ball was able to be the way it was. And they'd be a fool not to have it there. I mean, all the ball should be able to be in St. Louis, but St. Louis should also be susceptible to people, you know, coming in and doing it. I mean, everybody does it. We have a ball in North Carolina coming up by somebody who doesn't necessarily live in North Carolina. They support North Carolina, so we're going to support them.
You said $500 for the venue, bitch. The girls.
Okay,
you said $500 for the venue. The girls been staying for the longest. Kelly, when are you having a major ball, bitch? I think I'm going to have a major ball in motherfucking St. Louis.
St. Louis, you can't beat the prize.
I'm bringing all the girls out, bitch. Y'all go back, bitch. I'm bringing the Carlos to St. Louis, bitch. I'm bringing Jasmine to St. Louis. I'm bringing Andre. I'm bringing Rodney. I'm bringing all the legendary girls to motherfucking St. Louis, and the host hotel is going to be the casino, bitch. I'm having a ball in St. Louis.
Now to the caller, what would that do for St. Louis? You see?
That would put St. Louis on the map, bitch.
On the map.
You gotta catch it, bitch. And since it's only $500 to get the place, mistake, I'm gonna have four commentators. I'm gonna have Kool-Aid, I'm gonna have Jack, I'm gonna have Greg, and I'm going to have Deshaun on the motherfucking mic, bitch.
Right.
All night.
And the place is huge.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller from St. Louis. 314-374. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the comment that Tiana made about the boys in St. Louis or whatever. Like, first of all, her saying, like, the boss are never all of that. We have a few balls. First of all, the Miss Rocky ball that Chloe had thrown, that ball was stupid packed. The Maserati ball, which is a local house here, that ball was packed. The Con ball was packed. So we do have balls here that do turn it. Also, with her saying, like, somebody made a comment that Nico made the comment about them not having been able to have balls here or whatever. Nico didn't make that comment. That was made by somebody else. Also,
Hold on, caller, because I have to read. Miko did say that he was the one that has been throwing balls down there for the last 9-10 years, and he was the one that put St. Louis on the map. And for the girls to come down here and throw balls and try to fuck up the venue and the connection that he had with the promoter was not going to motherfucking happen. The girls would have been prosecuted, and the girls would be placed in jail and out the motherfucking venue. That's exactly what he said, word for data for data.
But that's not saying that people can't come here and have a ball. That's just saying that people can't come
I'm
and mess up the ball.
In my life.
She says that about people here as well. When we throw balls and they get to fighting those balls, she says the same thing. So that's no shade towards anybody out of town. That's towards anybody that comes to that function, because it is only $500. That's something good for everybody. So she's looking out for everybody. Like, we don't have a ball, don't turn up the function or turn up the establishment, because we're not going to be able to have a ball there again. That's all she was saying.
Okay, thank you, baby. We got another St. Louis, bitch.
Oh,
I don't know what
they now, okay?
St. Louis said, St. Louis girls, bitch, and the Midwest girls said, bitch, it's the season premiere. We taking over the show. Fuck New York tonight, honey, because they are calling in tonight. 314-458, you're live on the air on the recap show. How the fuck you do with St. Louis?
Hello, I've been waiting for a long time, and I have a lot to say.
Oh, mother, please stand up. This is motherfucking funny.
I have a lot to motherfucking say. First of all, I'm going to say this. No one had an issue with Kentrell nor Alana throwing a ball in the city. The reason why is because they have been down here supporting our city. They come down to their walk, and they don't be in any motherfucking mess. And, yes, Alana is the Midwest mother. Okay, so that is the only, and I mean the only reason why they were allowed to have a ball here. And the reason why we do that is because we have to protect what we have. Because if we lose that motherfucking venue, then what are we going to do? Okay? Yes, the venue is $500. Well, guess what? It's not loaned out to anybody, because I have a personal connection with the person who owns that venue. And every single time, and every single time someone books that venue, he calls who? Me. And I give the yes or the no to sit there and let somebody throw that ball. You know why? Because I have the personal rapport with that person. Okay? Mm-hmm. Number two, people going around talking about this was the most successful ball. It was a nice ball. It was. It was full of a lot of bullshit and political issues that were coming from other fucking Midwest cities. Okay? And then, you're sitting there talking about some, oh,
we have to have all this bullshit going on because there's no legends in St. Louis. So the fuck what? But guess what? If there's no legends in St. Louis, the legends that keep coming down here, filling our city with all this motherfucking bullshit, they need to stay the fuck out of my city, okay? Mm. Number one, you're sitting having all this bullshit. The legends that come from this city, these are the same motherfucking legends that were sitting there telling my child to get on the panel and chop Shannon Khan for $1,000 face to St. Louis the World Cup. These are the same motherfucking legends. These are the same motherfucking legends.
Okay.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
These are the same motherfucking legends that sit there and told other judges to not vote for Verlin Allure for Bulk Sim at the conflict ball last month. Okay? And these are the same legends that come down here and have all these motherfucking problems and issues. So what I'm telling these certain legends, stay the fuck out of my city. And that's what I'm saying. That's what everybody's saying. You snatch a motherfucking mic down here, it might be down your motherfucking throat. And I'm not playing no more. I'm so motherfucking sick of this shit. I am so fucking sick of this shit. You know what? Because you sitting here talking all this bullshit, no motherfucker from anywhere helped pave our way down here. We have been throwing balls since 2001. We didn't have no help down here. I was out there walking and doing everything state to state because there wasn't no motherfucking thing down here. So you coming to this city because of what I built. I built the motherfucking brand for St. Louis, and I made sure that people knew that I was from that city. Okay? So therefore, I don't need your assistance, I don't need your approval, and I don't need you back in my motherfucking city. And that's what I'm going to say. Okay? Now, it's not everybody. It's not everybody because I love all the people that come down here and support when they don't be in all that drama and bullshit. Rodney came down here, showed nothing but love and support. I love him for that. Okay? Alana, Cantrell, Tracy, Ray Ray, Andre, Sebastian Escada, everybody. Kelly finally came down here and showed support and love. You know, yes, she was hired to do a job, but she could have easily said, no, I'm not coming down there. And, you know, I'm not getting paid for this, so fuck that. You know, we had a good time. You know, but you're not going to sit here and say, oh, St. Louis doesn't have balls and stuff like that. The most successful ball in St. Louis to this day was motherfucking April 12th, 2009. And that was the Mizrahi ball. Okay? I don't need this shit no more. I'm not having this shit no more. I've been quiet for way too motherfucking long, and I'm not doing it no more. Because ain't nobody going to hit me in my motherfucking mouth, and ain't nobody going to check me. So shut the fuck up.
That's right, honey. Yes, yes, daughter. Who going to check me, bro? Who going to check me, bro?
I'm just so sick of this shit. Sick of it. All because you want to come down to my motherfucking city and throw a ball? The Midwest Awards ball will never be here. It will never be here. Okay? Unless you have the motherfucking ball in the parking lot in the motherfucking schnooks. Other than that, it's not happening.
I want to thank you for definitely calling in, brother. Thank you,
thank you, brother.
Okay, bitch. Have you heard it here, honey? Who gonna check me, bro? I get my life, mister. Bitch! We need to start doing a 4-hour show, bitch.
Yo, bitch.
The way you girls should be going the fuck off.
Honey, hold on.
Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air. Make it quick.
Hello, is this Kelly?
Yes, this is.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm fine. I don't have time for games. Make it quick.
This is a new lady.
Oh, no, baby. I'm new. I'm from the UK. Just recently moved to the States.
I wanted
to tell you. Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
I wanted to tell you that I don't understand how you can be a legend.
What I'm not understanding is how your accent is going in and out, honey.
Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay, next caller if we have one because we already got about 4 minutes left, honey.
Really? Hold on. Kelly. This is Rodney, and you're going to sit here and say we got 4 minutes left on this show, and you didn't talk about how those judges at that Rumble Ball was a motherfucking fool.
Last week we had to stop a deep conversation again. Wait a minute here.
And then, Nicole.
Switch trade. Is it possible we get an extra half an hour? Is it possible?
Because Rodney didn't get to go into details.
Yes, we got. Oh, hold on. They said one second. They're going to see. Hold on 1 second. Oh, yeah. I forgot about the pickle-ass motherfucking judges that was on the bench. They said, let me check. I forgot about those motherfucking pickle-ass judges that was on that panel last night, and they was motherfucking trying their mistake. And I'm not going to pick this particular judge on blast because I'm not going to pick the girl on blast. But, bitch, and I'm not going to pick the kids that was on blast. But one of these motherfucking children, I'm not going to tell you what category. I noticed this particular judge, right? And Jack told me to pay attention, and I was paying attention. This particular judge was not judging for any of my kids' mistake. My Butch Queen Up and Drag's daughter, Miss Jessica, Miss Rahi, is real as fucking rain, Miss Thing, okay? And she was walking against this orangutan, Miss Thing. And every other judge gave my child the vote, and this one particular judge gave the orangutan the motherfucking vote. Then you have motherfucking Louis Legacy comes out and walks sneaker fetish and shoe fetish, and he has on a plain black leather snakeskin boot. And they chop him. So then I had to get up and say something because right after that, Father Tim Jules, Ebony comes out and walks. And he has on a similar boot, but only thing his boot has orange on the top and laces on the back. Oh, continue tomorrow. We ain't got no time. We ain't got time to finish. And it was a mess, and they chopped him. But the judges was being fierce, and they was being a pickle. And I had to come and read and let them know that there was a fucking shame and bring that child back. But you bitches was being a pickle. And I'm gonna let you know who was on the panel before we got it
up.
It was motherfucking Cabbage got his show.
Cabbage night.
Oh, okay.
Bitch, we got motherfucking Dexter Ebony, Shaw St. Clair, Sin Tsunami, Trace 007. Who else was on the panel? It was a couple other people that was on the panel. But baby, they was being a motherfucking pickle and a motherfucking fool. You girls need to pick your motherfucking judges wisely because those judges was acting like a asshole last night, mistake. I wanted to smack them. And to Miss Shaw St. Clair for saying, bitch, oh, she's a real legend, bitch. I was born a legend when I came out my mother's motherfucking pussy queen, bitch. And I keep telling you girls, I'm trying to be a lady. Please let me be a lady and act like all the rest of the other femme queens. Because I still, bitch, just because I got $8,000 worth of work on my face, mistake, I still would jump across the table and smack a bitch, honey. Don't let this motherfucking work fool you, bitch. But, honey, we got to go, and you know, but we're going to definitely be back here tomorrow. I am so sorry to all the people that is on the phone live and have been calling in, but St. Louis, if y'all wasn't on the map before, tonight on the season premiere, y'all have definitely became on the map tonight. The girls know who y'all are. Nicole, everybody, please, everybody one at a time, say goodnight, because I got to wrap it up.
I am the legendary one, and I'll see you all here tomorrow.
My name is Rodney, just Rodney. No status needed. Everybody knows my name from coast to coast. Have a good night.
Cabbage, I'll be on the show tomorrow. I got a lot to talk about. I got 2 guest stars, maybe 3, and we can get back to this situation about judging and those judges from yesterday. So, Kelly, I hope that you'll be on my show tomorrow with me so we can deal with this situation and we can run it on through. That's right. Well, I am the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house of Ms. Rahi. I love you all, girls. Like I told y'all, me, Nicole, Jasmine, Cabbage, and Rodney, we have built a lot up for season 3, honey, and we have a lot of different and new things going on. Like I said, I want to thank my sister Jasmine for being the benefactor of the show. I want to thank Switch Trade. I want to thank Miss Ebony. I want to thank everybody that's a part of the show from the beginning to the end, from Andre down to Jennifer, everybody that has been a co-host and everybody has tried to be a part of this show. I love you all, bitch, but we're going to be back here tomorrow. We have those special guests for tomorrow, and we're definitely going to talk about the pickle judges and all of that tomorrow. So definitely tune in and tell your girlfriend. We are back on the air Monday, Tuesday, and motherfucking Wednesday, bitch. And like I tell you, every night, honey, practice safe sex, baby. The life you save can be your own. How the fuck you doing? I'm Fancy, huh? And I'm out of here, bitch. Good night.